That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney here at the helm, as always. As you board this ship for this hour, choppy waters ahead. Oh, yes, it's getting nasty in and outside of Washington, D.C. Rick Perry put his boot where it wasn't welcomed in some cases. That's what they're saying anyway. And we're talking the right and the left coming down on the governor of Texas who wants to be president of the United States. It apparently didn't hurt him in the polls any. A Rasmussen poll comes out and has Perry with a double-digit lead. So let's start first with the war on ugly when it comes to the Federal Reserve. Rick Perry decided to take a shot at Ben Bernanke. And as I said, the right and the left kind of tore him apart for it. Certainly not everybody. I'm going to let you hear exactly the way he said it. Where he was, I want to do the setup, the backstory, if you will. He was in Iowa, and he had some words about Bernanke. And, you know, what he was talking about, of course, the Federal Reserve, saying he wasn't a big fan of Bernanke's, and said the Texans would probably, well, you know, take care of him. Here he is.
We would treat them pretty ugly down in Texas. I mean, printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous or treasonous, in my opinion.
All right, we say that all the time on America Tonight. I've said the phony money, the baloney money, the monopoly money, the fact that that's exactly what's happened again and again and again for years, not just suddenly. This has happened before in the past. It's just printing the money. Whoops, we're in trouble. Print the money. Print the money. Stacks of paper. That's what it is. And that's why our money isn't worth as much. So I agree with Perry on that. But Perry's running for president, and you have to dance a little bit. Or maybe you don't. Perhaps Perry is going to win over some fans because he's just stepping right into the middle of it. Here's what Jay Carney, a White House spokesperson, had to say about the White House's reaction to Perry's comments on Bernanke.
President Obama and we take the independence of the Federal Reserve quite seriously, and certainly think threatening the Fed chairman is probably not a good idea.
Okay, and you heard him say we take the independence quite seriously. Supposedly when you're in that role, and Bernanke was put in that spot by a Republican, you know, you're omniscient. You're for neither person. It's all just about the monetary system. ABC News had a crawl come across, and it said something like Perry wants to take care of Bernanke or something like that, and I thought it was so funny. I thought, has he suddenly moved to New Jersey? I'm going to take care of you, if you know what I mean. But it became the quote of the day, and there was backlash, as I said, all of it coming out of Iowa. And what's interesting is in the Rasmussen poll, he shoots up. And now Perry will definitely have to at least choose his words wisely in the sense of what he is and who he represents and how he wants to, if he should get that nomination. Everything he says is on the record, in other words. So at this point, he has put himself on the radar and then some. Not that he wasn't always, but I think even a little bit more at this point. And here's what I wonder. How many of you think, although, you know, you heard the way he said it, how many of you think that Perry was dead on? How many of you think that what he said was dead on? I am iffy on Perry, but I will tell you, I think he was dead on what he said about Bernanke. And the Federal Reserve has become a ridiculous organization. And the Federal Reserve really got on everybody's radar when they bailed out the banks. When they bailed out the banks, basically told them, okay, you don't need a bailout, take the money anyway. So do you think that he's in the wrong by what he said? Or do you think that this is just more blowback? I want to tell you about the poll. Here's the poll says. He has a double-digit lead. So this is just days after the governor of Texas announces that he wants to become the presidential candidate for the Republicans. So the poll shows he's got 29%. 29%? That's over 18%, the 18% who backed Mitt Romney. And Michelle Bachmann really slides to the back in this one because she was next. She had 13%. Ron Paul had 9%. You could go from there. I'll throw out the numbers for you because I think it's interesting. Herm Cain, the businessman turned broadcaster, 6%. Newt Gingrich, he needs to get out. Gingrich needs to go. He's got 5%. Rick Santorum and John Huntsman, rather, got 1%. And, oh, yeah, Thad McCotter, the Michigan congressman, actually came in at 0. Would that be not the worst? Whatever you think about polls, to get that call, hey, Thad, you got a 0 in the Rasmussen. I would be saying, you know what, I think maybe we need to bail on this. So Romney seems to do better in the Republican polls that are not so much geared toward the Tea Party. Then the numbers would come up a little bit. But Perry did get 39% of the vote among the Republican primary voters who identify themselves as, you know, Tea Party members. Bachmann came in right after that, 21%. So if nothing else, I'll tell you what, this guy is making it interesting. But he's got a couple of things that he'll have to deal with, including Bush. The Bush factor could be big for Rick Perry. If you remember, and maybe you don't, Bush was governor, of course, of Texas, and Perry was the lieutenant governor, and they were pretty thick. And then a couple of fallout things happened along the way, and Perry is not tight with Bush now at this point. Should he get closer and really become the front runner, could that really happen? If he became the front runner, he would, I think, somehow have to figure out the Bush factor. Absolutely, he would have to do that. In a different way, if you remember, it was like Al Gore, who just shunned pretty much until he absolutely had to do it, shunned anything to do with Clinton. Remember, Clinton came off of the back-to-back terms, but still left that taste, if you will, in everybody's mouth over the lying and saying, I did not have sex with that woman, and then, of course, coming back. And, you know, it's the blue dress that never ends. It's the gift that keeps on giving for Republicans. And there was a distance factor between Al Gore and Clinton. And so now here we see it could be a similar thing with Perry and Bush. I don't know. If you were Perry, would you try to, and you really thought you had the edge here, what do you do with Bush? You just not worry about it? You try to get the endorsement? Because remember, in the end, a lot of this is about getting the endorsements. We're going to talk about it some more on the flip side, 800-259-5791. And what does Obama have to say? That's coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America tonight on the Rick Perry comments about the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and the White House was furious over them. You heard a little snippet there from Jay Carney. He better watch what he has to say. What's interesting is Michelle Bachmann then came out and said something about the Fed attacking the Fed, but it's too late. She can't piggyback on that. So it didn't really work out for Bachmann, but it definitely got huge headlines for Rick Perry. Part of running for president is about stirring it up and about controversy. And this is how Perry feels, though, and throwing that out there and specifically just going after Bernanke, I think, was another stroke of brilliance, even though there are some on the right that were not happy with the way he said that. And I think I probably, in the media, may stand on a very slim branch because most would feel as though, over the top, whatever. He wasn't saying, when he said he was treasonous, he was getting upset and saying that the money, it was ridiculous. It was like funny money and the printing of the money. And I don't think that was just so crazy and so ridiculous that, he should be chastised, should be tongue-lashed for going in that direction. But you might see it in a different way. 800-259-5791. He does have the lead in that one poll. We'll see as the other polls start to come out if he hangs on to that. Obama, the president, in the meantime, is on that Midwest tour where he is slaying the Republicans. So he's just going after the Republicans every single day, because I think he's on the defense. Some say that's an offensive move, but either way, that's what happened in Iowa and, of course, Minnesota and Illinois. That's what the whole deal is about. And Perry just kind of fueled the fire, because then there was somebody to specifically look toward. Obama talked about the fact that because so many people are upset with government and want a smaller government, hello, I'm raising my hand, and I've always felt that way, though. But here's what Obama said during the bus tour about how, really honestly, Washington can make a difference in your lives. Listen.
What everybody understood was there are times when government can make a huge difference.
But when is that? When it's too bloody late, when our battleship is sunk, when we got no money in a bank, we got no jobs, we are stuck. I mean, we're stuck. We're literally, this is where we are. We are in quicksand. We are in quicksand, and we are looking for a way to get out of the quicksand. Let's go to Ronnie in Utah. Hey, Ronnie.
How you doing, Kate? Anyway, let me just say, first off, well, let me help Rick Perry, and I'll have a quick comment on him. Bernanke sauce, in my opinion, I'll just add to the fire a little bit. To me, it might not be right to say, but he's a plain communist as far as I'm concerned. And I'll leave it at that. Federal Reserve guy is so corrupt that when he dies, you'll have to screw him into the ground.
Good thing you're not running for president.
Second off, if you go on your computer, do a Google search, and put Rick Perry announces running for president, it'll take you to a little film feature through Alex Jones on Rick Perry, where in 2007 he was thinking about pledges he wouldn't run, and he went against that. And then it goes on to say that in 2007, he adopted this law thinking that he could tell these people through the health department, all these young girls have to take this one drug to prevent them from getting some kind of a cancer or something.
Papillomavirus, that's what it was, yes.
And this guy, and you need to, you know, people ought to really go see how this guy, with his Texas drawl, this guy's more corrupt. He's one of them Bilderberger guys. He, you know, he's not no true constitutionalist.
I agree with you. We call him Governor Goodhair. I have said on the air many times, Tomas from Michigan asked, I am not a Rick Perry fan, and you pointed out one brilliant example of Perry where he's going to have to, by the way, Ronnie, he's going to have to defend that or figure out a way around that because he's going to get a lot of grief about that. I think people don't know Rick Perry. You're right. But now the spotlight is on him. So whatever he said in the past, all the things he did in a very long time as governor of Texas, that will start to dance out. Will start to dance out of the closets, including the fact that he backed illegal immigration in a sense.
Point. This ain't Governor Perry. That's your good governor from Texas. Old Governor Swipe and Wipe. Swipe and Wipe, clean from the slate. I know nothing. Even though I said it, that's old Governor Swipe and Wipe. Thanks,
yeah.
Kate.
Yeah. Thanks, Ronnie. Yeah, I think people that are supporting Perry have to look a little bit closer. I mean, he was smart enough, and he has made some smart moves, and I said that. The South Carolina thing was politics at its best. This attack on Bernanke is a smart move, absolutely. So he knows politics, but if you dig deeper into what he has said and done as the governor of Texas, I think that some people would tell you to get out that comb and start to comb through things. And he's not the guy. He's not the guy, but he does make it interesting. And I love this political game to see how it's all going to fall out. And that's what this is. This is I think this is good. I think this makes things ugly. And ugly can be good. You know what? God doesn't like ugly, but we like ugly when it comes to politics. And it's gotten so nasty. If at this point, you can see the skins shedding like snakes. Maybe you get something that emerges out of that. Maybe that's what will happen here. Brian is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Bri.
Hey, Kay. I'd like to chime in on this presidential race coming up.
Sure.
But first, I'd like to give my condolences to everybody in Indiana in that storm disaster over there.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
As far as this presidential race, right now about the way that I'm looking at it is you've got the stack of Republicans, which right now I'm not seeing much in there, so I'm classifying them as bad. than I've seen Mr. Obama that we've got now. He's not doing much for us, so you may as well call him worse. It's like, what exactly choice do you have? You got bad or you have worse? I don't see much of a choice there.
Yeah, I like that, or worse. All right, got it.
Because when it comes to the stimulus package that they tried passing, about the only jobs I've seen created were construction, and not everybody can do construction jobs.
No, it's always shovel jobs, and they're temporary anyway, and so, yeah. Not that I don't want to see guys out of work in construction get gigs, because so many of them have lost jobs, frankly, due to the fact that, in especially in the Southwest, but even in other places, you can pick up day laborers who are in the country illegally, and they'll work for you, and that's what ends up happening. So a lot of people got shoved out of the construction game anyway. But, yeah, absolutely, construction jobs, that's it. That they always say that, too, shovel jobs, yeah.
And those construction jobs might be nice and might get a lot of improvements done, but they don't really help much for people that can't do construction work and has to find a job somewhere else, like retail field. Just this past weekend, I went to one of the events that I that I was a vendor at 2 years ago. I decided to go back there to try to see if I could do just as good this year. Last year, 2 years ago when I went there, I made approximately $34. My setup fee was $25. I actually made money 2 years ago. This year, it was so dead, I ended up losing money. My setup fee was still $25. I only made $18 all day. And even the lady that does the funnel cakes that everybody knows, when you're at one of the local fairs, one person even said that he'd never even seen her with less than a line of 40 feet during a fair this year. She was even standing around at this event. We're not sure if it was just too much going on that weekend or if it's just an economy, but I'm going to try it again in another town this upcoming weekend, and I'm hoping I do something better because that was freaking ridiculous.
All right, we got our fingers crossed for you. Interesting that you bring that up, because a lot of people do that with different things they sell, etc. Get the tables at fairs, carnivals, all that kind of stuff. And it's good pocket money or paying the electric bill money. And I think it has dropped off in some places. And probably some of that in some corners of the world is because of the weather. But I bet it's partially because of the economy. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What would life be like without football in the United States? Unimaginable. The landscape is littered with people playing the great game somewhere every 5 minutes. All forms of football, from the game of touch to peewee, high school, college, up to the pros. How did it all start? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
On November 6, 1869, Rutgers beat the College of New Jersey, now known as Princeton. The final score was 6-4. Seems a little more like a rugby score. The game was similar. The two teams played with a round ball, like a soccer ball, on a field that was 120 yards long and 75 yards wide. Today there are 32 teams in two divisions, the American Football Conference and the National Football Conference. Both conferences are split into 4 divisions. The season starts the Thursday after Labor Day. The regular season usually finishes at the end of December, and then it's the playoffs. It's single elimination. It's a roller coaster ride that ends with 2 teams fighting to claim the Lombardi Trophy as the NFL champ for the season. I can hardly wait. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Ooh, I can hardly wait for football season. It's a great time to remind you that we do have Nail the Score coming back, so spread the word, my boys in Kentucky and all around the globe who are listening for that, because we had a lot of people from the UK, even China, who tried to weigh in and come up with the guess for Nail the Score. We randomly pick the game of the week, the computer does, and then all you have to do, it's like lottery numbers, you just pick the numbers, and if you nail the score, you win some fabulous prizes. Just ask Chris in Connecticut. She won, got all kinds of food coupons for restaurants and sports memorabilia. She liked Tom Brady. She was excited about that. And she's the only person who's won in the entire time of America Tonight, other than a technical man from the mothership. And it didn't count. He wasn't even a sports fan. Isn't that interesting? And he just threw out the numbers and actually hit it. I think that's the best story ever, I swear. All right, we're talking about a lot of different things here on ATN, especially Rick Perry. And first of all, Rick Perry, do you like him? We're kind of in the middle about him. or you just can't stand think he's just as bad as any other politician. He is good at getting some headlines, absolutely. And he went after Bernanke and the Federal Reserve, basically him specifically, saying it was treasonous what he was doing and just printing money. And it's true. It's like there's a red phone. I just envision this secret squirrel red phone in the bowels of the Federal Reserve. And then there's this Bernanke sitting there with a pipe in his mouth answering the phone. Yeah, we got the confirmation. We've got the bills. And when you go to... actually, I urge any Bruin to do this. If you've never been to a mint, go to one of the mints. San Francisco, Philadelphia, Denver, if you have to be in any of those places, and there are others. Go to a mint and watch the money being printed. It really now, I don't know if I could do it. It would give me such a sick feeling watching it. It's really wild to see it. Just this paper just... whew, whew. Flying off the presses. And now it truly is like paper. When I was a kid and I went to see it, it was like money. It's not like money anymore to me. It's like paper. So 800-259-5791, those are the digits. Coming up, we are going to do some more odds and ends, like the tobacco firms get together. They don't like the idea of the really horrific graphic images, the anti-smoking labels they're now required to carry. So four of the big five of the tobacco companies are suing the FDA over that, saying that the warnings violate their free speech and will cost them so much money to print millions. You got to love that. Some really high-priced lawyer, they sat around brainstorming and said, listen, this is free speech. That's what it is. Because they were trying to come up with an angle. Remember those labels, the idea of the labels, that was released months and months ago. So that's what they did. They got together and figured out, what can we do? How do we fight back on this one? And actually, they found a pretty good way to fight back. They may win that case. They just might win it. All right, let's bounce back to a couple of phone calls. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
I want to tell you I love you because you always give me time to talk, speak my mind on the radio. When I try to bring these topics up to other hosts that I call, Kate, they don't want to know. They brush you off the phone, or they think that the audience can't follow what we're talking about, you know? So I'd like to thank you and an affiliate, WSTC, in Stamford, Connecticut, for carrying your show, because I think you're dynamite down in Texas there. And let me just say, the other caller mentioned Alex Jones as far as Rick Perry. You know, he wanted to get the Gardasil vaccine for all these girls that end up dying from this pushing this vaccine because one of his advisors was working with a pharmaceutical company. I saw this guy, Perry. I said, you got to be joking. He made the comment about Bernanke. He's throwing red meat to the dummies. And you know my politics. I said, this guy is like another George Bush. And there's something else that went on. When the Texas legislature signed the bill to stop the TSA from the groping down in Texas, the federal government came in and said, we're going to shut down all flights to Texas. But the lieutenant governor, Dewhurst, used a parliamentary move or whatever he did. He was able to squash that bill. Perry said, yeah, I'll sign it, but Dewhurst squashed it. And if you read the New York Post last week, they had an article about George Pataki's son. He's an Iraq War veteran. That's fine. He's in the Marines. He is Dewhurst's communications director down in Texas. So it doesn't matter if you're a Republican from Texas or a jerk ex-governor from New York whose son, they're all in cahoots.
Yeah.
He was for the Security and Prosperity Agreement in Texas. Perry, he's a globalist. It's the truth. I know I sound like I'm parroting Alex Jones, but Perry in 2007, he did go to the Bilderberg meeting. These people pick the leaders of this country. It's not a conspiracy, America. It's the truth. Don't believe
it. Well, no, wait. It is a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy by the people that are part of that group
to make people
not think that other people are going to find out and then just bury any of that information that comes out. Yeah, you're
exactly.
Right. And
Obama,
what you just said about Perry is right. Yeah.
Obama and Hillary both went. So did Clinton. It's the truth. Now the truth is coming out. It's a conspiracy against us and this crap about Bernanke. And I know I've talked a lot. I just don't agree with Perry's got to go down in flames. It's just a joke. I don't know who the hell to vote for because there's so much dirt on all these people because they want you to just keep fighting amongst ourselves. But let me take another minute if you'll give it to me. It is an excellent article, and I'm begging people to read it. It's by Mark Hemingway in the July 25th issue of the Weekly Standard, and he talks about the Justice Department full well knowing about the guns into Mexico. And did you see today that the ATF people that were involved got promotions?
Yes.
And this, just one paragraph from the article about the guns. The gun dealers work with the ATF to try to stop it, and they were overruled. And it says here that the Mexican government retained a law firm, Reed Collins and Say, to pursue claims against certain entities and individuals in the U.S. believed to be participating in, you know, importation of guns. The point is, the Mexican government wants to use a United States law firm to go after the gun manufacturers, the gun dealers, because they're not covered under State Department and treaties by America, so they won't come after the American government, they'll come after the gun dealers. And Mr. Hemingway simply asked this, he says, taken together, the Mexican government's legal maneuvering and the Obama executive order to rein in the gun sales raise the unsettling question of whether the White House and Justice Department have coordinated with a foreign country against U.S. gun dealers to help move forward a gun control agenda, end quote. I told you when this guy was elected, I was one of the first ones to call him a scumbag. I said he's putting the people into place, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, to try to take us down. And you once asked me, you said, Mark, who's we? Who's those people, they, that are trying to come after us? Now I want to give you other names that are, you know, in addition to these. These people are trying, they were setting up the gun dealers. So the ATF people mm-hmm. that did this, that right. killed Mexicans and Americans, they get promotions. The Mexican government wants to have to come after the gun dealers. And you say, why? Because the same thing that they have in England, this crap about not allowing you to protect yourself and they have no guns, they want to bring here. And if you look at today's Wall Street Journal, the great Joyce Lee Malcolm, I have her book, which is called To Keep and Bear Arms, the Origins of an Anglo-American Right. I keep that in my bookshelf. I'm looking at it now. She wrote a column, and it's called The Soft on Crime, Roots of the British Disorder. Read the column today. See how the British people who voted in as people in England cannot defend themselves. All this ties together is this agenda to disarm us and to make us slaves. And these people that are basically been elected, it's a conspiracy against us over and over again.
It's interesting. You brought up a whole bunch of things, Mark. We did give you a lot of time. We haven't talked to you in a while. You take care. Some of what Mark said, I agree with. Some I don't, because I don't think, honestly, I don't buy that it's a major conspiracy. It's a major conspiracy in a different way. It's about control of a different sort. It's about money. It's about getting it, keeping it, and getting that control and feeding it to your friends. So I guess in a sense, he looks at it differently. Like, I don't see that as we become slaves. I guess I look at it as we become slaves by the lack of the economic power, if you wanted to put it that way, because we won't have the economic power to stand and say, you know, forget it. I think that's the bigger piece here. And with guns, there's such a movement, and I guess that's what Mark is saying is right. I defend the Second Amendment rights. And you can't ever let those rights slip away, because the more you give back, the less control you have, the bigger government you have. And if that's what you want, if you want someone to say how high to jump and all that stuff, then that's what you want, the give backs. But we don't want the give backs. You want to keep the rights. You want to shrink things, because they don't know what they're doing in Washington. They don't. I think it is more about a power grab than anything else. I have it. I give it to my friends. They spread it to their friends. And then guess what? It becomes a circular thing. And that's more what it's about. Stay with us.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you want to jump on the Rick Perry bandwagon, I want to know why. And if you are completely anti-Rick Perry, I want to know why, too. You can just send me an email at americatonight.net. Click on the website. Look for the email. It drops down. And bada bing, in the words of Tony Soprano, you are in, my friends. As we continue down the road, and we're heading to the exits in America tonight, there were a couple of other really huge things I wanted to get to. So we're going to put our conspiracy theories away and the papillomavirus and Ben Bernanke. We've shoved him in a closet somewhere for a few minutes here and talk about some other things to lighten the load, to make you smile, right? So this is a little segment I like to call Fly on the Wall. Get that fly. Get that fly. Where's my dog Mahalo when I need him? All right, so if I were a fly on the wall, here's what I would like to be. I would like to be a producer for the Dr. Phil show because I want to know what they said to Casey Anthony's parents to get them to come on the Dr. Phil show because he's now going to interview them. It's the first interview since this trial wrapped up in July. And remember how everybody was talking about Casey Anthony and the parents and did the little girl drown in the pool? So what can Dr. Phil not ask and ask? They might have some, I wonder if they have any constraints in this interview. And I wonder if they're being paid. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, they don't pay for interviews, but then that's not always true. What's the catch here? Are they getting paid? This is a way around this. Are they getting paid for some video? Like, oh, we'll give you $1 million for footage of secret sauce that we've never seen before of your daughter playing with her daughter, Kaylee. So, I'd like to be in that meeting. I want to know what they said on the phone. I want to know what the real scoop is, the deal behind the deal to get them to come out and talk. They got something's on the table. They're not just saying, oh, absolutely, we love you, Dr. Phil. We're, you know, glad the show called. Everyone and their brother has been beating down our front door. But we've chosen you. There's something there. So I want to know what they offered them. What was the bribe? What was the bribe so we can all know the best bribe possible? Kevin Federline, what's with his swimmers? He is a potent guy. You know, he's on his fifth baby. And you say, Kevin Federline, who is Kevin Federline? Why do I know that name, or why do I think I know that name? Who is this guy? Remember, that was Britney Spears' baby daddy. They had two little boys. So now, Spears' ex-husband and his girlfriend, Victoria Prince, her name is, they had a baby girl. And he's 33 years old, so he's got it going on with the ladies, I guess. Or maybe, I don't know, he might not think he does, but he's got five at this point. Five. Wow. That seems like a lot, doesn't it? Or am I just thinking that? Also, if I were a fly on the wall, I would like to know what was said in the mortgage office that is handling the foreclosure of Burt Reynolds. Remember that name? Ring a bell? Once again, you do have to go back into your memory to think of, oh, Burt Reynolds, who is that? Well, he stopped making payments on his house a year ago. So check it out. He owes $1.2 million. Yep. How sad. He, back in the day, in the 70s, you think of Deliverance, and that's still a movie that's on a lot of people's radar. I won't even talk about the one scene. Squeal like a pig. Smokey and the Bandit. Then he was, he reinvented himself and made a bunch of cameos in films here and there. He was a porn king in that movie, Boogie Nights. Remember the Boogie Nights movie? So anyway, he's got a house in Florida that is facing foreclosure. And maybe it's just rough times for me. I had heart bypass surgery a year ago, and you know, maybe that's part of what the deal is. Boy, it's for, you know what? It's so easy you start to fall down that rabbit hole, even if you're somebody who had some sort of notoriety, and certainly back in the 70s, 80s, and in reinventing himself, he definitely had notoriety. All right, if we jump back, oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this, but if we jump back to the world of politics, and I could be a fly on the wall and hear any conversation, I think the conversation, honestly, that I would like to hear would be a conversation between Mitt Romney and any of his handlers. Because lately, Romney is kind of pushed out to the side. In Mark and New York calling, and then at the end saying, well, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. Other people feeling the same way. Well, who do you vote for in the lesser of less evils or whatever? You know, people say that. So Romney, who was kicking butt and taking names in polls, suddenly is not doing that. He wasn't really a part of the straw poll in Ames, but his name was on there in the end. And he, in this Rasmussen poll, he gets booted, in a sense, by Rick Perry. And so that's got to chafe him a bit. And I hear in private, he's just unplugged. So I want to hear the unplugged Mitt Romney. I want to hear what he says when he knows he can just talk. You know, there's, and I think he sometimes he just does that. You've seen him when he was heckled, how he came back. But I would like to hear what he had to say. That to me, that would be interesting. And the story also that was just mentioned, one that's mentioned all over the place in the headlines in the last couple of months. We've talked about this a ton of times, the whole ATF, the Fast and the Furious, and what's going on there with the agents and the fact that they were promoted. What happened in the ATF offices when everything first went down, when they were barraged with questions and reporters calling? So the three supervisors who were part of the whole Mexican gun-running scheme quickly move up the chain of command. Yeah. So you have them moving up, going up the ladder, but shouldn't they be going down the ladder? So what was that conversation like? Because you got to remember there was two guys that were gunned down. ATF loses track of 80% of those guns, and they've been used in a bunch of crimes, including you have the U.S. border agent, Brian Terry, and the immigration guy, Jaime Zapata, and how sad that was. But they all get moved up. And why? Because they were just doing what they were told. They were part of the system. They were part of that system of, oh, yeah, it's a brilliant idea to put those guns in there. And let's hope it doesn't come back to bite us. Uh-huh. It couldn't be more red poker hot. But that didn't matter. So that would be an interesting place to position myself, on a table somewhere as a fly, so I could really hear what was said. And I'm thinking they had something on them. In other words, hey, you're not going to mess with us because we're just doing what we were told. And that's what the case was. So you hit a snag and all of a sudden you're caught in the middle of a hailstorm. Well, we want ours. So you're going to move us up, or we're going to open the bag of tricks and let everybody see really what was inside. That pesky fly. We're going to have to bring that fly back again. Flying around the studio is the worst. You can never find a swatter when you need one.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.